Support comes from Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, presenting the Black Keys with special guest Gary Clark Jr. Friday, August 29th. Tickets on sale now at BethelWoodsCenter.org, featuring camping and glamping on the historic site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC, weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
I'm Thane Peterson. Join me for great music from the newest artists with a little bit of classic jazz from the greats of the past thrown into the mix. Living Jazz, Saturday at noon, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight you'll be hearing a good bit of 80s and 90s alternative rock from some artists who helped pioneer both the lo-fi jangly indie rock sound of the 2000s, as well as the side of grunge that focused more on the songs than the riffs. Not that there's anything wrong with riffs. There will also be a few songs released in just the past 5 years or so, and a couple that are closer to 50 or 60 years old. The first artist is the almost impossibly prolific Dayton, Ohio-born songwriter named Robert Pollard, along with his band Guided by Voices. He's put out a couple dozen solo albums on his own, as well as a few dozen more under the Guided by Voices name. Not to mention the many other side projects, EPs, and other collaborations that he's done. And the Guided by Voices early recordings started off sounding super lo-fi and homemade, and they eventually got some budgets to make more hi-fi sounding stuff. But that early, more DIY spirit has never really left their music, and they don't really adhere to a philosophy that a more expensive sounding recording actually makes things better. Their songs are also short and sweet, so I'm going to start off with four in a row by Guided by Voices. This first one is called Glad Girls.
Hey, glad girls, I only want to get you high. Hey, glad girls, I only want to get you high. Hey, glad girls, I only want to get you high. And they're all right, and they're all right, glad girls.
Tension builds up, though. Are you mine? Are you my baby? I have no mind for nothing but love. Are you mine? Have you seen me lately? I have no time.
You just heard Kim Deal with her track, Are You Mine? And starting off the show, I had Four in a Row by Robert Pollard's endlessly prolific band, Guided by Voices. First was Glad Girls off of the 2001 album Isolation Drills. Then it was The Best of Jill Hives off of 2003's Earthquake Glue. And then it was Island, She Talks in Rainbows, one of the rare songs in the band written and sung by their former guitarist Tobin Sprout. And finally you heard Flunky Minnows with Robert Pollard back on lead vocals. And both of those last two songs come from their 2013 album English Little League. So in the mid-90s, Kim Deal, formerly the bassist and co-vocalist of the Pixies, did a little production work for Guided by Voices, and it must have been right at that time that she and Robert Pollard also did some writing together. So you heard the song I Am Decided next, which they wrote together and which ended up on the 1995 album called Pacer by Kim Deal's one-and-done side project called The Amps. And I mentioned the Pixies, and so we heard Kim with them next on two songs. First was Break My Body from their 1988 debut album Surfer Rosa, and second was their undeniably perfect pop song Here Comes Your Man off of 1989's Doolittle. And The Breeders is the first band that Kim Deal started after splitting with the Pixies. She started it with Tanya Donnelly, who was from Throwing Muses and later of Belly, along with Britt Walford, who was the drummer in the band Slint, and the English bassist Josephine Wiggs rounded it out. Kim's sister Kelly was brought in for their breakout 1993 album called Last Splash, and you heard Divine Hammer from that next, followed by their track Do You Love Me Now, off of the 1992 EP called Safari, which was the only recording of theirs to feature both the Deal sisters along with Tanya Donnelly. And Kim Deal put out her first proper solo album in October 2024, and it feels like a culmination of a lot of her work. It reaches back to her other work by featuring her sister Kelly, two different drummers from The Breeders, and a bit of engineering work by Steve Albini, who engineered the Pixies as well as the Amps and The Breeders. And that solo album is called Nobody Loves You More, and you heard the track Are You Mine to close out the set. And I'll have one more track from that album, followed by a few by a younger Australian singer-songwriter, and a couple by one of music's most defining psychedelic bands, right after this short break.
Radio Catskill's Music Yard Sale is this Saturday, going from 10 to 3 at Radio Catskill Studios. We have everything musical: vinyl records, LPs, 45s, used audio equipment, stereos, receivers, turntables, cassette decks, record players, reel-to-reels, also CDs, cassettes, 8-tracks, so much more, all priced to move, and cash or Venmo accepted. The Radio Catskill Music Yard Sale, one day only, this Saturday, 10 to 3 at Radio Catskill Studios in Liberty, New York.
On this Old House Radio Hour, Elton Brown's blueprint for the perfect backyard cooking setup is easier and cheaper than you think.
My wife and I have this massive weed burner, and I will put a few sheet pan racks down on the ground and grow out a bunch of shrimp and just...
Plus, pop icon Susanna Hoffs didn't just buy a house. She reimagined a spec home into a sanctuary. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Sunday morning at 7 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I was focusing on the artist Kim Deal for some of the first half of the show, and here is one more track from her debut solo album. It's called A Good Time Pushed, and it was recorded by the late, great Steve Albini.
Thank you. time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine.
Grateful Dead with their early recording of Cold Rain and Snow. Kim Deal started off the back half of the show with the track A Good Time Pushed off of her 2024 album Nobody Loves You More, and that was followed by the Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett with her track Nameless Faceless, which features Kim Deal on backing vocals, and it comes from Courtney's 2018 album Tell Me How You Really Feel. And then you heard the first song of Courtney's that I ever got into, which is called Avant Gardener, and it's off of her 2012 debut EP called I've Got a Friend Called Emily Ferris. And then there was one more by Courtney, but this time it was a cover of the Grateful Dead song New Speedway Boogie, and her version is from the 2016 compilation album called Day of the Dead, which was loaded with just about every indie rock star you could think of, and it also benefited the Red Hot organization. And then you heard the Grateful Dead with their take on the English folk song Cold Rain and Snow off of their 1967 self-titled debut album. And love them or hate them, the Grateful Dead wrote some great, concise songs. And I've got one more of those to close out the show tonight. This will be China Cat Sunflower off of their 1969 album Oxamoxoa. Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
silly. Tremble, I ring a silent bell beneath the shower of pearls illegal. Wing palace of the queen, shining.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Dale Blagrove, New York State licensed real estate salesperson with Keller Williams Hudson Valley United Commercial Division, also providing residential and investment services. More information by emailing dblagrove@kw.com or dblagrove.com. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, cfosny.org, and from listeners like you.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. You may already know that Congress has ended federal funding to public media, but no matter what's happening in Washington now or in the future, this station's best bet is you. Making a donation, that's great. Making a monthly contribution, even better. Knowing we can rely on you helps in uncertain times. Take control of this station's future. Become a sustaining member today. Here's how.
Donate now at wjffradio.org.